right, welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace, and you are listening to Simplify Complexity, your relationship podcast. And so I just want to start off by wishing everyone a happy new year. Unfortunately for today, you only have me as your host. Keontae will be back with us next week. But I didn't want to wait any longer to put this podcast up. I know that many have really come to enjoy this podcast. And so I'm just thankful for those that have really connected, for those that have responded. And so I really do want to encourage you, please go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. simplifycomplexity.org, and just look at some of the things that we have there, but please leave a comment. So whenever you have an opportunity, please leave a comment. We really enjoy those. So with that said, today I want to talk about just spiritual fitness. And the reason that came about is many of us, when we kick off a new year, we have what's called New Year's resolutions. And so we have all kinds of resolutions. And the most popular resolution is actually health and getting spiritual, well, not spiritually fit, but just fitness and working out. And so I believe gym memberships, their memberships go up dramatically at the beginning of the year. But it's interesting because when it comes to New Year's resolutions, we actually see a drop off. And so statistics have shown that there's a huge drop off. The more that you go into the year, the longer that you go into the year. And well, why is that? What is happening to where there's this drop off when people have these aspirations, when people have these goals, they're not accomplishing them. And that's sad when you think about spiritual goals, because many Christians and many people, they go into the new year with spiritual goals, and they're like, okay, Lord, I want to read my Bible more. Lord, I want to connect with you more. Lord, I want to pray more. And those spiritual aspirations should be something that we accomplish. That shouldn't be something that as we go into the middle of the year, they drop off. And so I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about it in the context of relationships, because we need to be spiritually fit if we're going to be all that God has called us to be in relationships. It doesn't matter what phase you are in, you need to be spiritually fit. And I was thinking of an analogy, and oftentimes when you watch movies, you see the person who is like hanging on the ledge. And so who knows how they got there? I don't know. I watch a lot of action movies, but something blew up or something happened. But you always see people hanging on a ledge, whether or not if it's on the edge of a building, if it's on a stair rail, if it's on a cliff, that you got something happened to where they're hanging on the edge of this particular thing and they pull themselves up in safety. And I was thinking about that because I'm, you know, obviously you got the New Year's resolution. So I'm trying to work out. And so I was doing some pull-ups. And now as I was doing pull-ups, I was like, man, I can't do one pull-up. Now, don't laugh at me. All right. So if y'all are listening at this, do not laugh at me. You have to start somewhere. But I'm trying to do a pull-up and I really could not lift myself up. And my mind started to think about these people. What if, and I want you to imagine you right now, whatever circumstances, whatever was happening, you are on the edge of a building. You are on the edge of a cliff, and there you are. You need to pull yourself up to safety, but yet you don't have the strength to do so. And it's the same thing when it comes to our relationships. See, you can't wait for a critical moment. You can't wait till you are hanging on the edge of a cliff to all of a sudden seek strength to pull yourself up. If you're not already strong enough, guess what? You are going to hang on and eventually you're going to fall because you're not able to pull yourself up. And how many of us, when we're in relationships, we're not doing what is necessary throughout the year? We're not training ourselves throughout the year spiritually to where we're spiritually fit, to where we're spiritually strong, ready to take on the different nuances of relationships. It doesn't matter if you're single, you still need to have that spiritual fitness because you need to know that who you are. You need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know that you're secure in Christ. And so many people who are single, sometimes they really begin to doubt themselves. They begin to put their identity in other people, and they feel like they are less than because they don't have a boo, because they don't have this person. And you have people in another phase. You can be actually in a dating relationship where people aren't spiritually fit enough to withstand some of the temptations, some of the passion that happens where you know that you shouldn't be going there sexually, but yet you're together and it's intimate, it's this beautiful time, and before you know it, you're not able to resist. You're not strong enough to resist. And then even in marriage, where you might go through some rocky moments and you might be really dealing with something. And you might be listening to this right now just saying, man, I don't know if I can make it through this. I'm not happy. I don't like my marriage. I don't like my spouse right now. And in that moment, if you're waiting till then to all of a sudden get spiritually fit, if you're waiting till then to lean and pull yourself up spiritually, you're going to be weak. And you're going to really struggle, and you're not going to be patient. You're not going to be forgiving. You're not going to do those things that will bring healing to your marriage. And so when we talk about spiritual fitness in the context of relationships, it's critical. It's really important that we're doing the things on a regular basis to get ourselves spiritually fit. There's a scripture I want you to consider, and it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. And we find that Paul is writing this letter to the church, to the churches of Corinth. And this is what he says. He says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run." So now he's saying, you run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline. And that's the key word that we're really going to look at. And I want you to just think about that and hear that in the context of what he's saying. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. And I really want you to meditate. I really want you to think about, you know, what is God saying to us here? And one of the things that we have to be mindful of is that when it comes to spiritual discipline, there are no easy buttons. There is no shortcuts. And so there's no shortcuts to getting spiritually fit. There's no shortcuts to really finding that patience and that forgiveness that you need in relationships, that self-control to where you don't end up choosing the wrong person to date or to give yourself while you maybe are in a relationship when you feel yourself tempted in the area of sex. And so there are no shortcuts, and that's what we want a lot of time. We want the quick, easy button, like, Lord, can I just want to hurry up and get my man. Lord, I just want to hurry up and get my woman. And when you rush that, when you're not temperate, when you're not disciplined, then you'll find that you will really struggle, and it can be very destructive in the areas of relationship. I want you to notice three things that Paul is talking about here in 1 Corinthians. The first one of this is he's emphasizing that you need to run with purpose. Look at what he says. Go back to verse 24 in chapter 9, 1 Corinthians. And he says, run in such a way that you may obtain it. So we as followers of Christ, we as Christians, we're not just doing things aimlessly. We're not doing, as he said, we're not just one that's just beating the air, but we're doing something with purpose. And so when you're single, there's a purpose there. And so in your singleness, you need to be seeking content in Christ. You need to know who you are in Christ. There's a purpose there. When you're in a relationship, you're wanting to glorify God. God created relationships. God created sex. So sex is not some this thing that it's like, oh, we can't talk about it and shh, you know. No, sex is a beautiful thing. But there's a purpose behind it. There's context there. And so you have to understand that if you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're a girlfriend, if you're a boyfriend, if you're single, whatever it is, there's a purpose. And you have to run that with purpose. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing. Why am I waiting until I get married to have sex? Why am I saying, you know what, divorce is not an option when you're married? See, because if you don't know why you believe what you believe, then you're going to struggle when you come against resistance. You're going to struggle when you come against doubts. And that's a reality. We struggle with doubts when it comes to relationships. You right now might be struggling with all kinds of doubts, all kinds of things are going into your head. And if you don't know why you're standing on the Word of God, if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing when it comes to righteous and pure relationships, then that's going to really, really hurt you and struggle. So know why you are doing it and keep that purpose. The second thing is you have to train with discipline. So not only do you want to run with purpose, but you want to train with discipline. Go back to verse 27. He says, I discipline my body. And so the things that he is doing is intentional to produce the correct results. So what does that look like in our lives? And so as you might be single and you're listening to this, you want to train yourself. You want to be intentional. Every step you take should be feeding positive or allowing positive steps in the direction that you're going. And so if you are seeking contentment, if you are seeking maybe even to be in a relationship, then you want to be going to the right places. You want to be doing the right things, and you need to make the right steps. And so you really want to be careful in this area, because it's so easy to wear, what are you watching? What are you listening to? I don't need to be watching a bunch of sexual stuff when I'm single, because that's really going to mess me up. But some of us, we need to stop looking at other people's lives and getting depressed about it, because we live in an age where we have social media, where we have Facebook, Instagram, and all these different tools, and they're nice, they're tools, but sometimes they can be destructive, because I begin to look at these things. And so you could be single and you're looking at your friends and they're taking these pictures as they're off with their boo and they're with their friend, and you're like, man, I really want that. And before you know it, you're actually coveting it. Before you know it, you're actually doubting yourself and your own singleness and where you're at and the process that you're taking. And so you really want to be intentional about the things that you do, the places you go, the things that you watch, the things that you see, all of the above, because it's very important. And likewise, let's go to the married couples a little bit. When you're married, what are you doing to be intentional to keep your mind right? Because the enemy is busy to distract us. The enemy is busy distracting you, getting you angry, getting you frustrated, getting you fed up. It's causing bitterness. And so what ends up happening is are you intentional with the steps that you are taking that are bringing healing? So I'll give another example. Many times, when we're dealing with something, we want advice. We want to talk to somebody. We want to go to somebody. And so who are you going to? Are you going to somebody who is coming to you and they're giving you godly counsel? Are you going to somebody that's saying, man, you know, you just go ahead and just go ahead and get with that girl, that your coworker? You know, it's okay. Your wife won't know. I mean, is that the type of counsel that you're getting? Are you getting the type of counsel that's saying, he ain't treating you right? You need to dump him. You need to leave him. No, you don't just dump your husband. That is your husband. And so you want to get the counsel. You want to have those people around you that are giving you correct, godly counsel. You also want to be mindful about the things that you're listening to again. What are you watching? And sometimes we end up watching these shows and we see this love romance that's on TV and we become jealous of it. Now you're like, okay, well, why isn't that in my marriage? Why is that? Why is my husband not like that? Why is my wife not like that? And now you're comparing your wife to fantasy, something that's on TV. It's a script. And it happens all the time. And so we really want to be disciplined. And so are you reading your Bible? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you praying? Are you practicing patience? Are you practicing trusting God? Those are things that we're doing on a regular basis so that way we're strong enough to when we were going through something, when we're hanging on the edge of a cliff, we're strong enough in Christ. Now, catch that. We're strong enough in Christ. We're not strong in our own strength. We're strong in Christ. And it's through his strength that we're able to get up, that we're able to be pulled up out of the valley and out of those hard times. The last thing I want you to look at is in verse 27, he says, "But I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection." Well, what does he bring into subjection? He brings his body into subjection. That word subjection in the Greek is talking about to subdue, to enslave. And so here it is, he's saying that I am bringing my body, I am enslaving it, I am subduing it. And so what I want you to think about is, what are your weaknesses? Subdue your weaknesses, enslave your weaknesses. What are those things that are holding you back? Are you subduing them? Are you cutting them off? And so there are some people that we need to cut off. There are some places that you need to stop going. When you're dealing with issues, going to the bar is not the correct thing to do as you're dealing with that issue in your marriage. You need to subdue that. You need to cut it off because that's just a place to go to escape. If you're going to weed and all of a sudden I'm just going to escape in this weed so I don't have to deal with my problem. No, you need to cut that off. And so we have to be mindful. What are the weaknesses that you are doing? What are those things that are in your life that are really causing you to struggle to stay spiritually focused? When it comes to being single, when it comes to dating, when it comes to courting, when it comes to marriage, what are those things that are you're really struggling with that are like a weight? And the Bible talks about these weights. You, when you run, you don't want to run with weight on your ankle. You need to cut those things off. And so what is holding you back? I want you to really look at that. I want you to really pray and I want you to really ask yourself, what are these things in my life that I need to cut off? I need to let go because they're weaknesses. They're causing me to struggle when I should be excelling. And I want you to think about how important it is. Some of us will make such great strides if we just cut off the weaknesses. Yeah, we know that we have a lot of things that we need to do, but man, if you could just cut off that weakness. If you can just stop watching TV, maybe. If you, whatever it might be that you're dealing with that is causing you to really struggle, if you can just cut that off, you'll be better for it. So I want to encourage you as you're starting 2017 and as you're seeking God, just understand how important it is in the area of relationships that you're spiritually fit. Be intentional. Do those things to cut off those weaknesses, those areas of your life that are not helping. They're not pouring positive things into your life. And I'll go here. Maybe negative thoughts. The Bible says that we need to think on the things, whatever things that are lovely, whatever things are pure, whatever things are just. And so for some of us, we need to get our mind right. Stop thinking about negative. I'm never going to be married. Well, this is never going to be right. He's never going to do this. She's never going to do that. Well, I'm never going to be happy. And so, no, that's a weakness. You need to cut that off. You need to get your mind right. And those are the things that we need to focus on. Those are the things I really want to encourage you in 2017. Stop focusing on what the other person needs to do and begin to look at, Lord, what do I need to do in my relationship to be strong, that healing, that you might use me to bring healing in this relationship, healing in my heart. Lord, use me. So thank you so much. Again, I want to encourage you to go to the website. Please leave comments. I'm really encouraged. Keontae and I are both really encouraged when we just get to read your comments and just how impactful this podcast is for you. So you can go to the website. It is simplifycomplexity.org. Simplifycomplexity.org. And please just check it out and allow it to be a resource. Tell your friends and look for the next podcast in about a week or two. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for those that are listening, for those whose hearts are, their desire is to seek you. But Father, they are struggling. They have struggled to really put you first. They've struggled to have the right mindset. They've struggled to be patient. They've struggled to forgive. And Father, I pray that this episode was an encouragement to them, for them to understand how important it is that they are just getting spiritually fit in you, that they're being intentional in reading their Bible, that they're praying on a daily basis, that they're practicing patience, and they're doing all the things, that they're cutting off those weaknesses. Father, I know it's hard for somebody listening, that it's going to be so hard to let go. But Father, that thing is holding them back. That person is holding them back. So Father, help them to be able to just subdue those weaknesses. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and God keep you. Until next time. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me, it's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see, where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be, where the Lord is, then there you'll see me, if the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going, let us be best minded with the mind of Christ, let us love one another as you would love I, you need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been tuned, so up to downs, let